The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey. Hey, it's Mark Striegel. How are you guys? It is 10 a.m., September 15th, Tuesday. I'm going to hopefully get this podcast out to you right away. But first off, Chris Riley, I'm so sorry that I missed your name when I read down all the patrons on one of the previous episodes. So big shout out to one of our patrons on Patreon, people I value very much. Thank you, Chris Riley, for your support. And sorry about that, missing your name in the laundry list of patrons when I read them off recently. So, yeah, this episode was supposed to be an interview with Johnny Z, who did Megaforce Records and managed Anthrax for many years. He has a great new book out, Heavy Tales, which I read. But that interview is gone. I had five different Talking Metal interviews sitting on my hard drive. They're all gone. I lost them all. Publicists depend on me to do these interviews. I spend sometimes hours and hours, like in the case of Johnny Z, I read his entire book preparing for the interview. We're doing homeschooling here with my sons, who are 10 and 11, and the 10-year-old's computer that he was using for homeschooling died, so I had to let him use my computer, which we had to download a bunch of apps and stuff. And anyways, it filled up the hard drive on my computer, so I had to clear space. And somehow, I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but all my Talking Metal interviews that were on that computer were deleted. I then proceeded to buy $200 worth of recovery software to try to recover those interviews, and that did not work. So my apologies to everyone that I've interviewed over the last 3 weeks, because your interviews were a waste of your time and my time, and they will not be appearing on this program. I'm not in a good mood today, so I'm going to try to not go too negative here. But first off, I don't want to do phoners anymore. I don't. Phoners, meaning when I connect with somebody on Skype or on the phone. They sound like shit. I can't stand listening to them on other podcasts. Good podcasts don't do Skype interviews where the guy's cutting out and you can't even understand him. I'm done with it. I want to do in-person interviews. Unfortunately, because of how the coronavirus was handled in this country, I'm not going to get too political here, because I know there's a good, probably half of you that don't agree with my political views, but we're screwed. This country, there's no sugarcoating it. Anyone who tells you we handled the coronavirus great is a freaking idiot. We screwed it up. And I'm not just talking about the president of the country. I'm talking about people like the mayor of New York City, who is encouraging us to all go eat Chinese food in Chinatown while the virus was spreading and already starting to get really hot in New Rochelle right outside of the city. But on a federal level, major screw-ups. We're stuck in this for a while. There's no in-person shit happening. I don't want to do phoners. I decided earlier this year, I'm done with phoners. Phoners suck. it's so great when you go, when you hang out with somebody in person, you look in their eyes, you talk to them. Look at the Steve Stevens interview I did last year. I mean, that stands out as one of my favorites from the year. Sit down and have an intimate conversation with a legendary guitar player like that. That's what I want this to be. I don't want to, no more of this stupid publicist stuff where they give you the laundry list of times that you got to call in and 9 other podcasts post an interview the same day. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. It's not fun. It's not fun. So I need to take a break, guys. I need to reassess what's going on here. TalkingRock.net is a website I started a few years back, which, I pay people to help me do content for that. It's been a nice experiment for the last 2-3 years, but it doesn't, no one goes there. You guys don't go there. No one goes there, which is cool. I get it. You listen to the podcast. We have a lot of people who listen to this podcast, anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000. It's down from what it used to be, but still a good number of people subscribe to it, and download that. Those are download numbers. I don't know. It doesn't mean they listen to it. It gets on their phone, but they download it. We don't need it. We don't need TalkingRock.net. One thing I learned from doing the sci-fi show this summer, Sci-Fi Metal Wire, where we had a 6-figure budget to do, content, is you can't compete. I can't compete with Loudwire or even Blabbermouth. I can't. There's nothing I can. These guys are corporate run things with money. And they do a great job. They're awesome. Love both those two sites. I thought maybe I could, become what Sleaze Rock is or Metal Sludge or something, but I can't. I tried. We tried. I'm balancing a family. So I got a Talking Metal live stream. We've moved those to Tuesdays from Fridays. We're going to do every other Tuesday. That's John Astronomy and myself. We got LeJohn Witherspoon from Seven Dust, who I read yesterday was in the hospital because he cut his hand. So hopefully he's scheduled to be our guest tonight. And I will post that as a podcast on this feed here because I promised them I would. But I need to scale back on Talking Metal for the next month or so. I know I owe some of the patrons. I got to play their requests. I will honor that. But I'm scaling back. TalkingRock.net will no longer be updated. There's no point. Talking Metal Podcast, I will post some podcasts, get the LeJohn thing up to you. Honor the request from the Patreons in some additional episodes. But it might be sparse for the next month or two. I got to figure out what's going on with my life. I'm floundering. I'm drowning here. My kids are upstairs doing homeschooling right now. I got to get back to them. Our minivan broke down, died. $40,000 for a new minivan. I have no source of income coming in right now. So it's absolutely ridiculous to think that I'm spending hundreds of dollars on podcasting and TalkingRock.net when there's zero source of income. Yeah, the Patreon page, it's great, but it doesn't cover expenses for me, Again, I'm still figuring out what we're going to do with Patreon. I'm talking to Victor about that now. We may pause that. We may not. We may keep it going. We haven't figured that out yet. But TalkingRock.net, there will be no further updates to that. Any Talking Metal podcasts they put out will go over this feed. So you just need to subscribe to this through your podcasting apps. Not that anyone was going to TalkingRock.net anyways. I don't blame you, quite frankly. Why, when you can get all your news at other big corporate run sites who have money to bring you lots of content and hire writers and stuff. I get it. Listen, the sci-fi thing was definitely a reminder for me because I've worked with corporate money before. Yeah, so anyways, the computer crashed. We lost all the interviews. Probably going to need to buy a new laptop for the family here. We got major payments coming in on this new minivan. Maybe I'll do some new Mark in the Minivan episodes in the minivan. There is a new podcast that I launched, Talking with Mark Striegel. You're probably thinking, wow, well, that's weird timing. It is. It's something that I had all set up. The feed was all set up. you know, and you have to pay for these feeds. You know, Talking Metal feed alone, I pay $50 a month to Art 19. So yeah, anyways, the Talking with Mark Striegel podcast, the feed had been set up. I'd paid somebody to do a graphic for it. I put it on hold when I got the Sci-Fi Wire Metal Crush gig, writing and producing that. But I decided, you know, listen, I have the feed up. I'll do some episodes. We'll see. Maybe it'll be a liberating experience. One's up already. Don't know. Can't really give you much information on what or where or if that is going to be anything. But it is live now, Talking with Mark Striegel. The Talking Metal live stream, I will continue to do that every other Tuesday with John Astronomy. It's been great having him back in the fold and actually having him technically do some of the workload for this thing. I mean, I started the Talking Metal thing with him. So if anywhere, you know, while I kind of pull back on podcast episodes, you can connect with John and I every other Tuesday. You know, I'm going to give that another 2 months. We'll see how I'm feeling about it. I don't like posting the audio from those as podcasts, although I will for some of the episodes, but I'm a big believer that good quality audio has to exist on these podcasts. And some of these guests, man, and even John, it's like his audio is not that great in his apartment. So maybe those will just live as video on the YouTube page. The Talking Rock podcast is something I do with Joey Haney. I don't do it very often, you know, and I may continue to do that with him every other month or whatever we do. So that's kind of where we're at, man. I want to do live interviews. I want to get paid for doing stuff. Okay. I got to start looking for jobs that pay and stop dreaming that if I do something, it might start paying. Part of me wants to, and I'll be totally honest, part of me right now, because I'm in a bad mood, I want to just end Talking Metal. 15 years is enough. Some days I really love it. I love it so much. Other days like today, I'm like, fuck it. I thought about ending it in the 666th episode of Talking Metal. I couldn't do that. I thought about ending it at 15 years. Well, we're into September. We started August 2005, so I'm not ending it yet. I'm not quite ready to do that. Maybe I will be, but there is still a big love for it, you know. And there's also many times, like today, it feels like a freaking albatross around my neck. And one friend once said to me that, I forget what he said, but it was so brilliant. It was like, wow, that's really impressive that you're still doing it after 15 years, or incredibly insane. And he's right, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at. Sorry for the downer of an episode, guys. Sorry for the lack of content. I got to take a step back. I got to figure out what's going on with my life. I got to, this year with the sci-fi thing was so much fun. Worked 50 hours a week on that, got paid awesome, but I quit my retail job to do that. And now the kids are back in school. I can't do this. I'm losing interviews that I don't even like doing because they're on the phone. Again, we'll figure out the Patreon thing. I'm obviously not going to charge you guys if I'm not giving you content you deserve, Talking Metal content. So we're figuring that out. All right, guys, take care.